Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Dick Hearn from the Bridgerland Audubon Society. During a recent field trip sponsored by our group, we saw two small burrowing owls with long legs and round faces standing by their burrow near the road on a large stone. A car stopped close by, and the owls disappeared underground. Not wanting to disturb them, we stayed in our car to watch the pair. A few minutes later, after the other car left, one of the owls was back on the stone surveying the area, and the other reappeared soon thereafter. Burrowing owls are one of the less commonly seen of the 14 owl species found in Utah. With many former grasslands and prairies, the preferred habitat of these owls, now cities and cultivated farms, these protected birds have tried to adapt. As their preferred habitats disappear, they may take up residence in cemeteries, golf courses, airports, on the edges of farms, or in deserts. But their numbers are declining precipitously. Most inhabit holes built by other animals. Occasionally, however, they burrow their own holes. For both nesting and off-season living, their preferred holes are bare vegetation with a nearby mound. They stand on the mound mornings and evenings and hunt primarily nocturnally. Burrowing owls are often common near prairie dog towns and love to take over old prairie dog holes for their own. Where natural burrows are sparse and in winter, they may resort to using dry culverts under roads. In spring, burrowing owls migrate north from the southwestern states, that is Texas, New Mexico, Southern California, and Arizona, as well as parts of Mexico and from as far south as Honduras. Some travel as far north as Canada to nest. Most burrowing owls fly back south by the end of September, with the last leaving in October. Weighing less than 6 ounces, this long-legged owl stands just 8 inches tall. The female incubates from 3 to 11 eggs, while the male ferries in food to her for that 30-day period. Their diet is diverse, a smorgasbord of invertebrates such as scorpions, grasshoppers, beetles, moths, and worms, as well as vertebrates like kangaroo rats, mice, frogs, snakes, and lizards. Both parents tend to the young until they fledge at 40 to 45 days. In the burrow, the young can make a buzzy rattlesnake-like sound. This helps deter animals and humans from reaching in the hole to disturb them. Landowners find that providing space for burrows, or by building artificial burrows, gives them, that is, the landowners, the benefit of a voracious predator of insects and rodents. We can enjoy burrowing owls and help reduce their declining numbers when we preserve open spaces, restrict free-roaming dogs and cats, and restrict using pesticides that kill owls and the insects and small animals they eat. For Wild About Utah, I'm Dick Hearn.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.